311.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 311 radio show here on VOP 92.9 FM, as aired every Sunday afternoon around this time. I trust that you are having a wonderful Sunday, as you, I guess, at this time be having your Sunday lunches and so forth. I am Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins, and today normally you would hear the voice of Chris J. Paul doing the pleasantries and introductions, but as from this week, we, the Barbados, members of the Barbados Fire Service and Fire Prevention Unit, we will be hosting and basically anchoring the program ourselves. Yes, I said it, ourselves. So I am in a role I have never been in my entire life. So it is me being the captain, the first officer, and everything. And I'm under some pressure because I know Krista J is listening and she's going to critique. But I definitely accept this new challenge that we've undertaken going forward. And I trust that you, the listeners of the 311 Radio Show, are doing well, as we are actually at the 30th day of the year so far. January 30th, tomorrow is going to be the end of the month. Imagine that, 2022, well on the way. And I am in great spirits because I celebrated a birthday on Friday, the best month of the year, that is correct. The 20th of January, I had a wonderful time, for those of you who would be interested to know. And I definitely look forward to what the rest of the year has to bring. And I hope everyone, I trust all of you are in good health. Even if you're not, I pray that you recover safely and swiftly. But as usual, we are going to give you the same information. We don't have our very beloved Chris J. As I said, I'm flying solo, literally solo, nobody around me. My good colleague and my good colleague, Natasha Ford, who you guys, I know you guys are huge fans of Natasha. Natasha's not with us this week, but I'm pretty sure you're going to see a lot and hear a lot more of Natasha as we, you know, go forward into the year. But yes, I'm saying at the end of the month, ready, January 2022, we are well on the way. And today's topic, we are going to deal with fire safety inspections, annual fire safety inspections. That is correct. So today's program is going to be geared primarily more to the business owner. And when I talk about fire safety inspections, and I said geared to the business owner, all businesses under the Safety and Health at Work Act, or what we call the SHAWS, that are required to have an annual fire safety inspection of their business. All businesses, all registered businesses are required to have an annual fire safety inspection. So this program is geared primarily to those persons. You would know who you are. And those, even if you're not a business owner, but you have a friend that's a business owner, you can listen, take some notes, and you can tell them, well, hey, on Sunday, this is what was said on the 311. Barbados Fire Service told us this and that and so forth. So I hope that I can do justice in terms of giving you a little more clarity, because I know some persons still have some gray areas in terms of what they need to have and so forth, and the process that they need to go in terms of having their businesses inspected. For example, there are some persons who still send letters, or who would bring letters, because in earlier times, persons would bring a letter to say, okay, we are due our fire inspection and so forth. And the process was done that way. We have now moved away, or we are moving away more and more from the paper. We're going, as they say in government, we are going as paperless as possible now. So a lot of the process is done via the online platform. And if you are an ardent listener of the 311 radio show, you would know that I repeat the Barbados Fire Service website numerous occasions on this program in the past, which is www.fireservice.gov.bb. Get accustomed to that, www.fireservice.gov.bb, because if you are doing business with the fire service going forward, you're going to be needing that website quite a bit. If you're a business owner and you're looking to have, whether it be training for your staff in terms of fire safety or evacuation procedures, or whether you're going to be applying for your annual fire safety inspection, you will definitely need to use that website, www.fireservice.gov.bb, going forward. So as I said a bit earlier, we started the program under the Safety and Health at Work Act, or the SHAWSA as we refer to it. All registered businesses are required to have the annual fire safety inspection. Now, some person might ask, okay, so what do I have to do? How do I get started? Or I'm an owner of a new business. What do I do if I have a new business and I need it inspected? How do I get the process on the way? Like I said, the website is your starting point. You would go on the website and fill out the application form for the inspection. They would start with your business name, the business address, the type of business, etc. And you just fill the information down the form. And at the end of it, you submit it. It comes to the fire prevention unit, and the process basically is on the way. Now, when you're filling out your information, the first thing on the top of your page where it says business name, I want to encourage you personally, as well, this is for the new business owners who obviously will be registering for the first time. Where it says business name, you need to write, make sure that that business name is the name that your business is registered under, because whatever you put in as your business name is what shows up on your fire certificate when it is completed. So it is vitally important that the business name that you choose or that you put on that on that application is the name of the business, the registered name of the business, and not what comes to your mind at the given time. Persons may come at times and they write whatever, and then when they see the certificate, when it is printed, they would say that, oh, but this is not the name of the business is such and such, but this is the name that you give us. We only put the name that you give us on that certificate, on that in our system, which then generates the certificate when it is printed. So it is very important that you, the customer, put the business name, the registered business name, correct spelling, correct lettering, or whatever the case may be, whether it's hyphen, whether it's space, whether it's underscore, whatever, make sure that that is clear and concise so that, you know, it doesn't cause any problems as we go forward. And that is for the new business owner who's registering for the first time. As long as they said, as you have completed your form and submitted it, it comes to the fire prevention unit. And from there, we take over in terms of we process it, log it into the system, and that then generates what we call your reference number. You will see if you going forward, continuing into the inspections, you will realize that you will see something called a reference number. It may ask you for a reference number. Do you know your reference number? No, your reference number is generated after you would have applied the first time you would have registered for an annual inspection. And as long as you have registered, well, then going forward, your reference number remains constant. That is your reference number throughout the process, unless your business changes or whatever the case may be. Your reference number is located on the top of your certificate. So if you are not a new business owner and you are an existing owner, an owner of an existing business, then all you would have to do is look at that number that starts with FS. And it has a series after FS, it has a lot of numbers and letters that make up your reference number. That reference number can come in handy now if you are an existing owner, because then going forward, you don't necessarily have to fill out an entire new form every year. What you would do is type in your reference number, and then the information that is required, then you will fill in. For example, if you need to update information, if like, say, for example, say the contact person changes, a number changes, email changes, that kind of stuff, then that is where you would add in those little tidbits that, you know, have changed. If nothing has changed, then you submit basically what is there already, which we would already have in our system. And then we would just know that, okay, person X or Y is ready to have their annual inspection done. Now, with our current system, because some persons think that with our system, that we are prompted when your inspection is due. At this present time, no. So the onus is on you, the owner of the business, to make sure that you apply for that inspection at least 6 weeks before the due date. As I said, at least 6 weeks before the due date, because you don't want to have a case where you apply 2 days before and you are basically under pressure to have your inspection done immediately. When bear in mind that we only have a certain amount of inspecting officers and they can only do so much at any given time or any given day. And we have to inspect the entire country. All businesses, as I said, that are registered in Barbados are required to have an annual inspection. It therefore gives you an idea of the amount of applications and the amount of workload that we have on a day-to-day in terms of getting the entire country inspected. So I urge you to please make sure that that you register for your inspection at least 6 weeks before the annual due date. And that obviously would be for persons who are doing it annually. For those who are doing it the first time, obviously, who are registering the first time, obviously, they would go through that process. And then going forward, 6 weeks before your anniversary date as we go forward. Now, those things help to, what I mentioned just now, help to, speed up the process for you, one, and reduce the chance of you having to wait and then your certificate expires on you. And then some persons are waiting on that certificate in order to get other things that are required for their business. And because they don't have that certificate, they can't go forward and they are stalled and they're frustrated. So to help to ease your frustration, the onus is on you, the business owner, to make sure that you apply at an early time. So we touch on the new businesses. I think that is basically for new businesses. As a matter of fact, let me just go through the process a little bit. After you apply, when we receive the application, we would contact you. Bear in mind, sometimes every single person may not receive that call to confirm that we have received it. There's nothing wrong with you making that call to confirm, but we usually would try to call each and every one of the applicants to let them know that we would have received their application. As I said, sometimes we may miss a couple because the amount of applications that we receive on a day-to-day basis. So please understand that that is, if you might have applied and you may not be sure if we have received it. Chances are we did, but the process of going through all of them is still being done. And hence the reason sometimes why you might not get a call as immediate as you would expect to have one. But as long as we receive the application, the next thing is done is that it is assigned. When we log in the relevant information, your application, your inspection, your business is then assigned to an inspecting officer who will then call you for sure to arrange a date that is suitable for both of you to conduct the said inspection. As long as that is done and the date is set, then, well, before that date is set, once you apply, I would assume that you would have all your things in place. We often have persons asking, what do I need to have in place in order to be compliant when the inspector comes? Now, again, that Goodly website, the Barbados Fire Service website, is your best friend. The website has on a checklist that you can refer to find out what are some of the things that you will require. And I can say to you off the top of my head, fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, if you don't have an integrated alarm system, smoke alarms, fire extinguishers, those type of things, fire protection, that type of fire protection are the things that we're basically looking for during your inspection. Now, it is not only fire, we say fire inspection, but it's fire and life safety. So it is not only a case of us coming and looking at your extinguishers, making sure that they have been serviced and making sure that you would have done and that your smoke alarms are functioning and so forth. But it is also about life safety. So sometimes you will hear me use the word good housekeeping practices. And when I talk about good housekeeping practices, I'm speaking about the way you keep your facility, the way you store your items, that type of thing, the way you keep your facility in terms of having your walkways clear of boxes and obstructions, having your exit paths clear, having your exits well marked, having your, for those businesses who might have persons who may have to work during the night, having good lighting. These are the type of things that you are required to have. In some cases, you may need to have standby generators and so forth. These are the type of things that we look for in carrying out our inspection to make sure that you are compliant. Because you can imagine having a business that opens 24 hours a day, and then there's an emergency during the night, and you do not have emergency lighting for your personnel then to safely evacuate the building. All of these are things that we look at when we're conducting an inspection. So just a little heads up of some of the things that we will be, you know, looking for when we come to carry out that inspection. What I want to also add, oftentimes a lot of business owners get mixed up between an annual fire inspection and a servicing by one of the suppliers of fire safety equipment. So for example, you would find that you would go to a business and you may ask if, have you ever had an annual fire inspection? And they may say to you, yes, we had an inspection. The guys came and they checked our extinguishers and so on. And you know, the next question would be, okay, can I see the certificate? And when they bring the certificate, they may have what is a service they would have had. Like, for example, one of the distributors, the retailers of the fire extinguishers and smoke alarms may have come to the business and done a check, done a service of your fire extinguishers just to make sure that your fire extinguishers are charged and so forth. That is something that, yes, that needs to be done annually as fire extinguishers are to be serviced annually. So yes, that process needs to be completed. However, it is not your fire inspection. Your annual fire inspection can only be done by a inspecting officer of the Barbados Fire Service. So please note that your servicing of your extinguishers is not your inspection. The servicing is one thing, but then your inspection is when an inspecting officer from the Barbados Fire Service comes to your business and does a full thorough inspection of the facility to make sure that everything is compliant. As I said, not only the fire safety equipment, but your life safety, your housekeeping practices, making sure that your storage, you know, that you're storing the things in an appropriate manner. Some persons would have all of the extinguishers, all of the smoke alarms working and service, but their storage system is not very becoming at all. A lot of clutter, a lot of the walkways blocked. All of these are things that would cause you to fail an inspection. So it's all about, sometimes there are environmental issues that can also pose a problem in terms of an inspection, to the point sometimes where we may have to redefine service, may have to even bring in the environmental department, you know, to help advise you and so forth. So there are a number of things that, you know, are required, as I said, when it comes to making sure that you're ready for that fire inspection. So business owners, just take note. As I said, if you are not a business owner, but you have a friend who's a business owner, jot down some notes and pass them on to them. But I'm just trying to get this message out there so that persons know how to operate and the process and, you know, what they're required to do when you come to have, or when you are seeking to have your businesses inspected. We would have touched on the new businesses, existing businesses. Now, if you would have had inspections done by us in previous years and you're one of our customary clients, then you would not necessarily need to fill out the entire form annually, because we would have your information in our system already. Now, if, for example, you have a change in number, a change of address, a change of contact person or whatever the case may be, then that you would need to update that and let us know, well, you need to change this and put that or whatever the case may be. If you are going to change your business name, you are required to bring a letter, you know, stating that the name of the business has changed and so forth, so that we can change our business name. It is not just a case of coming and saying, I'm changing the business name, and we just change it willy-nilly. You have to bring a letter to ensure to certify that it was is officially changed and so forth, and this new registered business name. So those are just some of the things that I want to remind you of. Applying 6 weeks before, as I said before, just to make sure that you don't have the rush after trying to get your certificate. You know, when you have registered, when you have applied late. Payments is one of the things. Now, there are different categories when you go through the application form. There are a number of categories that are required. You know, one of those categories which you fall into as a business owner. So based on your reading through the categories and the requirements, then you would know, based on your business, which category you fall into, whether it be a hotel, apartment, guest house, whether it be a daycare, whether it be a senior citizen's home, factory, stores, learning institution, place of public entertainment, petroleum facilities, gas stations, etc. You know, there are different categories, and you will see the category that is relevant to your business when you go on that site and you're filling out that form. You obviously will take. Now, some of the categories, for example, if you guest house, hotels, or apartments, those are categories based on your fee is based, your inspection fee for those will be based on the amount of rooms, the number of rooms you have. That will determine your inspection fee. In the case of daycares and senior citizen facilities, they would have their set fee for daycare and a set fee for senior citizen facilities. Now, in terms of shops and stores and factories, they usually are priced based on square footage per floor. So square footage per floor. So please understand that if you have a building that is, let's say, 510 square feet, that you and there are two floors, you're going to be billed based on the cost of that 510 square feet, based on that square footage per floor. So for example, 510 square feet would be a cost of $250 for that size square footage. But at two floors, it obviously would be $500. Three floors and go up and so on and so forth, additional. So it's fairly easy to work out. But as long as you fill out that form and you fill those credentials, then you can easily determine what your fee is supposed to be. So knowing the square footage of your building might be vitally important if you fall into the category where square footage per floor determines the cost of your building. Payments can also be made online now via the EasyPay system that is up and running. And if you're going to pay via that system, I want to encourage you that when you make that payment, to download or to make a copy of the receipt that you receive, so that when you're coming to collect your certificate, you can present it, whether you present it in digital form via your cell phone or whatever have you, or whether you present it as a piece of paper hard, or you say a hard copy. But having your receipt is always a proof that you would have made that payment. Like any other receipt, if you did business at any other retail store, if you bought a piece of furniture, you would have that receipt whenever you're going to make a payment or whatever, so that you can, you know, certify that you would have paid. And the same way that you would keep your receipts for buying a bed 5 or how many other years after you would have made that purchase, is the same way that I expect you to keep your receipt from a payment at least. Well, you only have to keep it at least a year, that you would keep a payment, your receipt for a payment that you would have made for your fire certificate. If you have that receipt to present when you come, it makes life simple, not only for us, but for yourself, the customer, and the process in terms of you being in and out of the facility in quick time. When I say in and out, if you're collecting a certificate, you would come to some persons will ask, where do I come to collect my certificate? The General Post Office on the 5th floor, Cheapside, Bridgestone St. Michael. So level 5 General Post Office, Cheapside, Bridgestone St. Michael. If you are paying, obviously, if you're paying cash, you also make the payment there at that location that I just mentioned. If you are paying by check, however, and if you're not paying by cash and you're not by check, you're thinking of paying by card, we do not have the card system at the post office. I repeat it, we do not have the card system at the post office. So if you want to make a payment, you will have to have either cash or pay by check. And if you are paying by check, the check is to be addressed to the accountant general. Not the Barbados Fair Service, not Fair Service, but the accountant general. So those are just some reminders for you persons who are looking. I know at the start of the year, you businesses are going to need their 2022 annual fire safety inspection. And I'm stressing on the annual all the time because it is required by law under the Safety and Health at Work Act that all registered businesses be inspected annually. So I'm just trying to give you a little heads up as to the requirements and the process of how to go about it so that you know going forward how to, you know, go about getting your businesses inspected yearly, so to speak. I've touched on new businesses, existing businesses, and the process of how to register for that inspection. As long as you have received your inspection, the officer would come back and fill out the information here, and then he would send you, the fire prevention unit usually give you a call to let you know that your certificate is ready for collection. Now, persons ask, do I have to pay before or when I get the certificate? Now, I always advise persons, the sooner you pay, the better. As long as you've made that payment, it makes the process a lot simpler in terms of the fact that once you've paid, once we print that certificate, we can call you and say, your certificate is ready, and you can come and collect your certificate. Whereas you don't have to now go and pay and so forth. If you do pay ahead, as I said before, make sure that you have that receipt, please, because going forward, we will not be able to issue that certificate unless we have a proof that you would have made a payment. So please, 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 when you make that payment, have a copy at least of that receipt, whether you made the payment at the fire service or in some cases, persons made payments at the treasury and other stuff. If that is the case, please have your receipt to hand when you're coming to collect so that we know that the payment was made and we can confirm it, and it makes life so much easier and smoother for all of us. I would have said quite a bit, quite a mouthful. I hope I would have covered most of the areas that needed to be covered. This topic is such a broad topic, and I probably would have to, I don't know, maybe parts that may have to go over at some point in a subsequent program, but we are almost out of time. Imagine that, we are almost out of time already. I trust that you know, the information that I disseminated this afternoon, that it has been helpful to you, the business owner. And even as I said to you, who may be thinking of getting into entrepreneurship or thinking of, you know, starting a business or whatever have you, those are the requirements as it relates to having your fire safety inspection and getting your certificate so that you can be compliant annually when you open your business. So I trust that everyone would have benefited from today's program. If you miss any of this broadcast, you can easily log on to the VOB929.com to view the podcast. The podcast, www.VOB929.com. And you can view the podcast, or you can see the visual if you care to see my face on the VOB 92.9 FM. Facebook page, VOB92.9 FM Facebook page, if you want to see the visual of this 3-1-1 radio show every Sunday afternoon here on VOB92.9. I hope that you enjoyed today's program. We, as I said, are pretty much out of time. So as a man used to say once upon a time, strike up the bar, we are going home. And I trust that you guys have a wonderful, a safe, healthy, please remember COVID is still out there, people. Keep safe. Trust that you have a safe, healthy, and a wonderful week. And even though Chris J is not here, but as we always say to end the program, fire prevention is our intention. Have a wonderful week and bye-bye. Oh,
on the Barbados Fire Service 311.